Good morning, 90333105. Have you been through security at the airport recently? Do you feel uncomfortable? Do you feel almost as if they're being invasive or intrusive with, in relation to asking you to take off your belt, take off your shoes? You go into that scanner, you're given a frisking or whatever. It's just that, just the experience of vulnerability or whatever it is. But how is it if you were wearing a stoma bag? How is it indeed if you're coping with a cancer and you're going through with a medical condition? I want to speak to two people who are experts in the field. Julie Comsa, who's the regional manager of a group called Respond Healthcare, and also Helen Coulter, who's a community specialist stoma nurse. Julie and Helen, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, just I'll go to Helen first, the community specialist stoma nurse. Helen, this special training for airport staff in Belfast, at Belfast International Airport, it seems like a sensible thing to do because it must be very sensitive. It must be a very sensitive experience for both the person who is the security guard and, most importantly, the patient.
It certainly is. I think the problem was that we hadn't recognised it until a few patients had had a very negative experience in the airport going through, and it was a very, very anxious time for them. We had two patients. One had said he was just traumatised the time he got through, and the second one said it was in a UK airport. He was coming back home again, and he was actually asked to remove his pouch. So once we heard that, the alarm bells went off, and we contacted security at the International, and they were absolutely delighted to invite us to talk to their security staff. At the beginning, it was just their new security staff that were in training. But the last session we did, we actually had some of the more established security staff, and they got a lot out of it as well.
So, Julie, what is procedure if someone goes along to the airport and they're coping with this health challenge? What's procedure for the patient and for the member of staff?
Well, they're told to highlight it to a member of staff, and the International Airport have actually introduced a lanyard which will highlight that they have this hidden illness, and that will be like a trigger for the security staff when they're going through security to then, you know, give them that special assistance and fast-track them through. And then they are entitled to have a room. If they need to be searched, then it will be done in private rather than in public.
And has anyone ever been searched in the queue, in the scanner, the way that you or I would be searched?
Yes, very commonly, yeah. Over the years, we've been doing this for quite a long time, and our patients would ring in for advice. A lot of time they'd be asking and worrying about travelling, but they tell us stories as well throughout the UK of being publicly searched, being asked, what is that on your body? Can you explain why you have these supplies in your bag? Sometimes done in front of family and friends, but the worst thing is done in front of strangers, which obviously gives a big concern to them and makes them feel very, very anxious. And sometimes that leads to them not traveling the next time. They think, well, it's probably not worth the hassle. And that's the real sad thing, that they don't then continue to live their life like they should.
So you would have people at airports saying to a patient, hold your arms out, I'm going to frisk you, I'm going to check under your belt, all that sort of stuff, and the patting down system that we've all gone through. Surely the patient would have to say before that started, I need to point out to you that I've got a health condition.
The good thing about the lanyard is...
Yeah, but before the lanyard, you know, I'm just wondering how inconvenient it was before you introduced it, before Belfast International introduced this. There are 10,000 patients in Northern Ireland.
Yeah. It was very traumatic for people. And some people are very upfront and say that they have a stoma and it doesn't bother them. There's other people are very modest about it and they don't want the general public to know. So that was the problem. Security staff now are so well clued in that hopefully will never happen again. We have had one gentleman who has had a very negative experience and has been through the airport since we started our training, and he phoned to say it was just a breeze this time. It was so easy. He was given a lot of empathy. Everyone seemed to know what the lanyard meant. He was taken to a private area. And it just, he said it was just so easy this time, he would travel anywhere through the International Airport.
Sounds like a great idea. The City Airport, have they been approached by it? Do they already have it?
Well, they haven't got it as yet. We have approached them, we haven't heard back as yet. But we do hope to go and do some training there, and then we will go to the other airports too.
And what percentage of airports around the UK are taking this idea on board?
There's 10%, or there's 10 of the airports in the UK already have this scheme up and running. Now, I don't think they've had stoma training, but they do have the hidden disability, the lanyard system in progress, or in process. I wasn't actually aware of the lanyard system until we went to do the training. So not only did the training benefit other people, it has also benefited Jenny, the other stoma nurse, and myself, because now we're able to give that information to other people, to our patients.
And what's your advice to people who are facing this for the first time, not for going through airports, but the idea of using stoma, this lifestyle change, this new challenge, what's your advice to them? Because it can't be easy for them.
It can't be easy, and it's like all those first-time things that you have to do. It is very difficult. If you do something for the first time and it's easy, then your confidence is high and you can do it again. If you do have the negative experience, it just crushes your confidence. So what we would say to people is go on anywhere. Be very prepared. Go early. If you have the opportunity to go in and empty a stoma pouch beforehand, do that. But do tell people. I think if you tell someone up front that you do have a problem, they are going to treat you with a wee bit more respect. And the training has just shown that education is the way to go.
Seems like vital training. Julie and Helen, Julie, Regional Manager for Respond Healthcare, and Helen Coulter, Community Specialist Stoma Nurse. Thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. It does sound like the way to go. It almost makes you feel that surely they would have had the training years ago, but no. It must be so difficult for someone with a medical challenge going through airports, because we all feel embarrassed for taking off our shoes. And Margaret's got a point. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, Margaret.
Frank, I was going through Belfast International Airport. Now, I carry a card which was sent to me by the DomSec people, the people that make the pouches. I have an ileostomy, and I handed that to the lady, the search lady, and yet and all, I was made take my trousers down past my waist in the queue so everybody could see.
In the queue?
In the queue.
How long ago was this, Margaret?
It's like 9 months ago, Frank, 10 months ago, maybe.
This year?
Mm-hmm.
You've been through, which of our airports, the International?
Belfast International.
Belfast International Airport this year,
mm-hmm.
in the queue, not in a mm-hmm. side room, in the queue.
No, in the queue, Frank.
Asked to unfasten your trousers.
Yeah, absolutely mortified. As I say, I do have a little blue card that says, you know, that I wear a surgical appliance specifically for going, you know, through searches and things like that, but she still made me open my trousers and take them down a bit so she could see where it was and what it was.
And did you raise this with Belfast International Airport? Because my experience of them is, like, they are so good at security. They are so professional. They're so polite. We've been to many airports down the years where you don't get that politeness. Belfast International Airport, from my experience, and I'm travelling quite a bit through the airport over the last couple of years, is, you know, it's a 10 out of 10 experience. But when I hear that, that's like something you would hear in the third world.
Yeah. Unfortunately, mine wasn't a 10 out of 10 experience. And I was actually mortified standing there. And, you know, people were watching it. And then when I got through, I was sitting having a coffee. And a few of the people that were around me actually came and said to me, there was no need for that. You must have been embarrassed. I said embarrassed wasn't the word. I was absolutely mortified.
Did you raise it with the senior people at Belfast International?
No, Frank, I didn't, to be quite honest. I was just that annoyed with the whole scenario and embarrassed. I just left it.
Well, the good news is they are now going through training, because someone else had obviously lodged a complaint as well. But
I was listening there when she said about that, and I thought, well, thank God for that.
Yeah, and well done the airport for embracing the training.
Yeah, certainly.
It sounds like as if some members of staff, and I'm clearly saying some members of staff, obviously needed the member of staff who is dealing with you. I just think that's appalling. I think it's one of the most appalling things I've ever heard on this radio program. I feel for you. I'm visualizing if it was a family member, how angry, how annoyed, how fuming I would be if someone that I was close to and loved dearly was put through that at any airport, any checkpoint, anywhere. Margaret, the training will mean that the next time you're there, there will be a lanyard system that you can avail of. And I know you've already, as you say, you already had a card, which would have suggested to me they at least would have taken you into a side room for privacy.
Nope, I had a little card and it says on it that I wear a surgical appliance.
And you had to unfasten your trousers and show the surgical appliance to a security guard. Margaret, I really feel for you, and I still think the International Airport would be happy to hear from you, because it's a very well-run organisation. I think they would be happy still to hear from you, and most likely you would get an apology from them. And they would also highlight to you that their staff are going through the training. But I really appreciate you telling us about it. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's not a great line there with Margaret, but we clearly get the message. Isn't that beyond belief? Right, this is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Good morning.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Conversation for you.
The disability counter at the departures lounge at Belfast International Airport is the place to go if you want to get one of those travel certificates via Respond Healthcare. It's in 12 languages. You get in a little plaque that hangs around your neck, and you'll be able to use that not only at Belfast International Airport but at other airports as well. Let me speak to Judith on this line. Morning, Judith.
Good morning.
Yes, Judith. You've had an experience going through one of our British airports?
We do. I have, yes. I actually have had a stroma now for 15, nearly 16 years. I travel quite frequently with work and with other associations. I came through London Airport twice actually in the past 2 or 3 months and have had a horrific time through the airport. Staff on the airport just do not understand when the yellow shows up on the scans what a stoma is, and that the fact that you will have a small bag on your tummy, perhaps sometimes with fluid or liquid inside it, and that is what seems to cause the great controversy and major embarrassment to whoever the patient is or person that's coming through. I don't class myself as having a disability because my stoma majorly saved my life, but the staff really must be trained, Frank, because it's a major problem in big, big airports and a very major embarrassment to people.
Whenever you're having the discussion with the member of staff, are you taken to a side room?
Definitely not. On Saturday, when I travelled through a major London airport, I wasn't taken to a side room at all initially. I was made to feel majorly humiliated, actually, by a female who searched me going through, and she shouted to her colleague, who was two terminals down on the security thing, this woman needs to be checked and searched. And majorly horrible experience. My own bag and my stuff on my tray had gone through the security and was sitting in full view with my coat, my purse, my handbag, my laptop and everything else of my belongings. I asked for her to move that at least to the side so if nobody could lift something out of it, and she refused initially to do that. I then asked for a supervisor to come, and only when the supervisor came was my tray moved back into her security. I then asked her, she then said, you'll have to be searched and you're holding the whole queue up. And I looked at her and I said, no, I'm not. You are, because you obviously don't understand what stroma patients have to go through when they come through security. I was then taken to a private room where I again had to ask for another supervisor who would maybe understand the nature of what was on my tummy.
And have you lodged a complaint against that member of staff?
I haven't, no. And my sister and my work colleagues and my husband and family feel very strongly that I should. I don't really think it's her fault. I think it's the training of the airport. I think the security staff should be made much more aware. And stomas now, Frank, are not a non-common thing in people. You know, they're a much more common thing, or perhaps more talked about or more openly discussed than what they would have been 10, 15, 20, 40 years ago. So I just don't think that people maybe who don't have them don't understand, you know.
No, personally, I don't agree with you. I'm with your family on this. I think anyone who is old enough to hold down a job should know that people have medical conditions.
Yes.
And if there's a medical condition that is holding you back from being searched, well, then she should have the courtesy to say, I'd like to refer you to Miss X or Mr. Y, mm-hmm. and they will take you into this room and have a quick chat with you. And there's your bag and your goods. You can take that in with you. It's called courtesy.
Yeah,
and some people don't have it.
No, I do feel that I should have been allowed to take my bag in. I do actually think I should have been allowed to have, you know, she should have carried the tray with my belongings into the room with me. I do feel that should definitely have happened, and that I shouldn't have been made to feel like a terrorist or a victim because I have a disability, which is what it's graded under, although I don't consider myself to have a disability. However, I do feel that the scanners need to be better adjusted, or that there is maybe some way to identify, because if someone has a stolen, people out there who do will know that you cannot press that bag, you cannot push it hard, because if you do, it will leak or it will cause a much more disgusting problem, really, you know. And when we went into the room, she actually asked me to remove the bag, and three or four times I said to her, are you sure you want me to take this bag off? Are you sure? It was on the third or fourth occasion whenever the girl who was sitting in the room with her then said, no, don't, because she obviously clicked on to what was going to happen. But
well, they're as thick as champ, yeah. You know.
But to be honest,
hold on, Judith, what sort of people are we employing
well,
at
I don't
airport
know.
Security?
I don't know.
Are they brain dead?
I don't know. Well, to me, she certainly needed to have some sort of better training, education, or just some sort of common wit, to be truthful.
Common wit's a great thing, yeah. You know? That's exactly what I'm looking for.
But there was a part of me, towards the end of the searching that I felt like taking the bag off, because if she maybe had been covered in the contents, maybe if she might have realised then where we were going with this, you know.
Yeah, should have taken it off and handed it to her. Say, search that.
Tear on, you know. But no, I do, I would be majorly to the forefront of the airports going forward. And in fact, in July, I travelled with my daughter, who's out in Spain teaching English at the minute, through Queen's, and I travelled with her to, again, through an airport in London, again, a different airport, but again, through that. I had exactly the same problem then, and I said at that stage, you know what, you need to get people like me to come in and educate you guys on what stomas are. You need people like me to come in and say, this is what we have, this is what will show on your scanner, and this is why. Just the same as IA and Stoma, IA is the Ileostomy Association here, and based all over the world, but we have people who do visitation for people who are going to have stomas, and those same people would be more than willing to go in and explain to anybody that doesn't understand that it's not a disability, and we don't class ourselves as disabled, but we do have something which is slightly unique and different to our bodies, and it should be recognised in public areas.
Well, it's good to know they are being trained at Belfast International, and fair play to them
mm-hmm.
there.
Fabulous.
And it's a small number of very poor members of staff that
it
get
is.
The good
is.
Decent staff a
yeah.
bad name.
Judith,
thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Thanks for listening.
Not a bother. Thank you for telling me your story. That is what it's all about.
The Frank Mitchell Phone-In on U105. Listening to you.
And this is Joan on line 3. Morning, Joan.
Good morning, Frank. Frank, I was listening to the lady speaking about the airport and the lanyard system, and I just was thinking, what a fabulous idea. I've had a couple of experiences at an airport, both with myself and my sister. My sister had chemotherapy, and it was her first time she had lost her hair, and she had her hair down to her waist, and she wore a baseball cap because she was embarrassed, because her hair was her pride and joy, you know. So we were going through an airport. It was actually wasn't in this country, it was in America, and I specifically, because I knew how embarrassed she was, I specifically spoke to a security guard and asked them not to ask her to remove her baseball cap, and she did. She asked her, and she was embarrassed, and it was a very upsetting experience for her. But, you know, we got over that, but it was quite traumatic for her at the time. But also, I've had two knee replacements.
Can I just stop you there for a second?
Certainly.
Just on the security guard and the removal of the baseball cap. Now, you had asked her not to ask her to remove it,
yeah.
And she did. I can understand why maybe she needed it to be removed. What was her manner like when she was doing
it? Very abrupt, very arrogant. It was like, who cares? If her attitude, if she'd said to me, listen, we need to ask her, she may be concealing something under her hat, I would have understood that. But she was very arrogant. It was just like, she's getting it off and that's it. And she was quite rude to her.
See, there are some people, and the only reason that they join an airport security team is because it's the only little bit of power they're going to have in their entire lives. The vast majority, and this is hugely important, the vast majority of staff who work on airport security teams are salt of the earth, good, yeah, decent, cooperative, helpful, yeah, people, and I would class them as the sort of people I'd like as friends.
Yes.
I'm talking about the odd individual, a little mini dictator who probably lives a life of rejection everywhere else.
Yeah.
But when they get into that uniform at the airport, they can do as they please. Bar goes to their head. Is right.
Totally,
they're almost comical, those sorts.
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
But you have the dodgy knee then.
I have two. I've had two knee replacements. And every time I go through airport security, the alarms go off. And I say to the security staff, I've had two knee replacements. Now, there's a new scanning system in the airports now, where the last time I went through the airport, which was last month, the scanning system picked up my knee replacements immediately. It sort of highlighted, like, little marks. And I said to the guy, I've had, he said, yeah, I can see that, which was great, you know. But every other time before that, the alarms went off and it was like, I've had knee. But they still continue, and I understand the security and I completely get it. They still continue to search you and just to feel around your knee area. But my knee area is quite painful, but I still suffer a lot of pain from it. But I had a thought about the lanyard system. It's only an idea. Instead of somebody going through security and being diverted to a trained colleague who's been trained in the stoma and the disabilities, why not, when they come to security, put some sort of a notice up, if you suffer from a disability, please lift a lanyard, and then divert the lanyard people through to a specific security gate, so they don't have to go through someone else and explain they've got a problem. If they've got a lanyard on, go to number one or number two, and then they know straight away. The people that are trained there know straight away that the person coming through is disabled in some way, and they're dealt with, as opposed to going through another one to be diverted there, you know? I just thought that would have been an idea.
That's true. Or at least whenever you do get to the front of the queue, there should be a cubicle or a little room that you're diverted into.
Yeah.
There's privacy and there's good manners.
Exactly.
Yeah, but in fairness, this training is now been undertaken by the International Airport. They're being praised for it. And actually, the people at Respond Healthcare, who we were talking to today, they've been back to us to say that since we did the interview, the City Airport have contacted them and they want to undertake the training as well.
That's brilliant.
Having a conversation on the radio about it absolutely works. Joan, I hope you're not making those buzzers go off too much for those knees.
No.
All right.
Well, thank you, Frank. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye,
thank you.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Gareth's got a point to make. Good morning, Gareth.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, Gareth.
I was listening to the lady that had a problem at the airport, and I agree with everything she says. I think some sort of decent treatment for those people, you know, hidden disabilities is a big problem everywhere. But I thought I'd phone and make the point, and maybe be a bit unpopular with some of your listeners, but I'm a fairly frequent traveller, and I have to stand up for the security people. There may be one or two people who are in the job for the wrong reason, but like you, I feel most of them are there doing a difficult enough job. And in my opinion, they've got the patience of Job. Like I say, I'm a fairly frequent traveller, and the number of times I have stood behind somebody who has got a huge amount of hand luggage, heaven knows how they got on the plane, and they are simply not ready for security. They've got to open the bag up, they've got to take stuff, and they're trying to take stuff through that we have known for years that we can't take through, liquids, that sort of thing. And I'm sitting there thinking, you know, I'm ready here, I could be through there in a couple of minutes, and I'm standing there fuming behind people who are simply not ready. And I don't know how in this day and age people are not ready for the sort of security. They know exactly what to expect, and they just seem to ignore it and say, oh, well, sure, I'll sort it out when I get there.
Yeah, there are some agents who go to the airport and who don't think ahead at all, don't read the rules, try and, you know, bluff their way past, maybe understand totally the rules, but just try to get on with stuff that they're going to have to dump. Those people are a pain in the backside, but it's no excuse for the staff being rude to the disabled.
No. No, absolutely not. I 100% agree with that. But I, as I said, I travel an awful lot, and I find the airports, both Belfast airports, are pretty good. And I think the security at Belfast International is particularly good. They've put a lot of planning into it, put a lot of thought into it. Doesn't excuse bad behaviour on anybody's part, and I think if you've got a disability, a hidden disability or otherwise, it doesn't make any difference. Everybody should be treated with due courtesy and respect. That's fair enough. Can't speak for anybody else, but I just had to speak up for the, seriously, they've got the patience of Job. If I were doing that job, I'd lose the rag in about 30 seconds. You know, how can people be not ready for security in this day and age? We know exactly what to expect.
Yeah, totally. It's a very strong point. I'm with you completely. There are, as I say, agents that are people who just never plan ahead or are so thick that they don't even read the rules when they're booking the flight. And do they not listen to programmes like this? Do they not read newspapers? Do they not watch the news? Do they not know there are rules and sizes in relation to liquids and see-through bags and whatever. And as for the description, I've this year been through Belfast International and Belfast City Airport more times this year than in probably the last 5 or 6 years put together, simply because of work commitments and also with my daughter living in England. So I've been in and out of the airport very regularly during the course of this year, and I think the staff at both our local airports deserve applause and praise for just how polite they are and how well organised they are. And they're also undergoing that special training that we were talking about earlier for people with what would be hidden disabilities. Right, 12 minutes to 12 is the time. How is the form with you this morning? What about a final giveaway for today with the sun shining? You can give me a call now. You know the number, of course.
Your point, your platform. The Frank Mitchell phone-in for you. Shout! Brought to you by Omniplex Cinemas. Experience immersive sound, giant screens, and the comfiest seats. Book at omniplexcinemas.com.
Well, you know you make me want to shout. And for those of you who may not know the number, it's 028-90-333-105. I have a set of tickets here for the Omniplex. You can go in the afternoon, you can go in the evening, you can have yourself a wonderful afternoon or evening out. And I have a number of categories, 3 in total. You can choose one of them, shout out as many things as come into your mind when I give you the category. If you score the highest, and the record from yesterday is 9. We had a 9 yesterday for the first time ever. So, if you'd like a pair, this is the time to give us a bell. Omniplex have the comfiest of seats, the tastiest of treats, and you and a friend could be heading there to watch a movie of your choice on one of their giant screens. Lillian is first up, I think. The categories today, straightforward enough. Lillian, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Lillian, we have here film. There's also music and something or things that you would see. So things you generally see, music or film, which of those would you like?
Oh, maybe things that you generally see.
Things that you generally see. Okay, Lillian, over the next 20 seconds, and remember, 9 is the incredible record from yesterday. Before that, it was 8. No one had ever scored 9 before. Lillian, let's see how you do. These are things you would generally see when you are out and about in one particular place. One particular place, Lillian. I want you to visualise that you've just arrived at the train station, okay?
Right.
Are you with me? Anything that you might see over the next 20 seconds, anything indeed that you might see at the train station. So anything you might see at the train station, says he. Looking for a clock. You've more time than I thought. Go.
Platform, the train, the conductor, a train station. You'll see a shop. You'll see a ticket office. Seat. Toilet. Cafe. A clock.
There's your 20 seconds. You even got, I think, about 23 there by the time I pressed the button. 5. Lillian, it's a good score. Thank you.
Oh, yes. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The trains, the platforms, the message boards, the conductor, the ticket kiosk, the turnstiles, the seats, the tracks, the passengers, and the luggage. All things that you would see at a train station. What about Wayne? Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning.
Wayne, I'll give you an extra second or two as well in the same way. I'll be slow to press the clock after I give you the topic. Okay. So, you can have film or music?
Film.
Film or music? Okay, right, here we go. Wayne, over the next 20 seconds, the actor you're going to be thinking about here is Johnny Depp, okay? Get your thoughts around Johnny Depp. I want you to name over the next 20 seconds any film starring Johnny Depp.
Edward Scissorhands, Pirates of the Caribbean, Alice in Wonderland, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
And there's your 20 up. And you scored 4. You know something, apart from Edward Scissorhands, I couldn't think of any of them myself.
That was a hard one, all right.
It was a hard one. However, I was sitting watching a Johnny Depp film just last night, and it was called The Tourist, which isn't on the list. And the only reason I was watching it was because Taken 3 was on after it, and I just love that long line of Taken films How does the name go to your head? Liam Neeson. Right. So, Wayne, thank you. Edward Scissorhands, Pirates of the Caribbean, Alice in Wonderland, Sweeney Todd, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Donnie Brasco, Sleepy Hollow, Murder on the Orient Express, Black Mass, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. That's 4. That's a score of 4. Thanks, Wayne.
Not a problem, Frank. Thank you.
Pipped 5-4 at the moment, but can Junior actually be the winner? Morning, Junior.
All right, Frank, hi.
All is good. Junior, how did you get that first name?
Just everybody called me it now.
Was there a senior? Was it daddy and son the same name?
Same name, so there were.
So you're Junior, okay. Yeah, sure. Would you like music or the mystery category?
I'll go with the mystery one.
Okay, do you know something? You might do all right here.
Right.
Remember, 9 is the record, and I have a feeling that, you know, you would do better on this than you might on the music. But let's see. I'm just guessing. Junior, over the next 20 seconds, and everyone had a couple of seconds more, so I want you to put your focus on if you're reading something. Okay, so over the next 20
seconds...
Over the next 20 seconds, I would like you to shout out anything that you might read.
A book, an iPad, newspaper, magazine, signs, motorway signs, posters.
Okay, let's see how you go. And for iPad, we're going to accept emails. My judge is saying that's a draw. Yeah, if he said iPad, he meant emails. That's 5 as well, Junior.
Right, okay.
That's 5 as well. We do a wee raffle. Newspapers, books, leaflets, post-it notes, letters, billboards, texts, comics, magazines, emails. Yeah, he did say iPads, so we'll have to include that in there. So it's 5-5, a wee raffle after this.
Christmas emergency coming through. Talk to me, nurse. This is Joe. Joe's been rushed in because he is suffering with a severe lack of crack this Christmas. Let's have a look. Scalpel, please, nurse. Scalpel. Suction, please, nurse. Suction. Ah, you're right, nurse. He's bored to the bone. Set me up an ID of Theatre at the Mill's new hit comedy. The Night Shift Before Christmas. Got it. Book him in from the 5th of December to the 31st of December. I'll contact the box office on 90340202 or theatreatthemill.com. Follow nurses Cindy and Ella through a busy Belfast NA ward on Christmas Eve. Will the shift end when the clock strikes 12? You'll have to come and see.
People-pleasing presents. They can be hard to come by. How many times have you scoured the web or traipsed around the shops only to end up nervously handing over a gift that's not quite right? This year, give someone the gift of choice with a Hastings Hotels voucher. From dinner at the Europa to a spa treatment at the Slieve Donard or an overnight stay at the Everglades, there's something to please everyone. Unwrap the gift of luxury. Visit hastingshotels.com or call 028 9047 1066.
Are you or one of your family living alone? Are you worried about safety and security? Are you worried about health? You can have immediate peace of mind for you and your family with Fold Telecare. 24 hours a day, every day of the year, a call advisor is there to take your call and will give you or your family help if needed, whenever needed. To find out more, call us now at Fold Telecare. 028 9042 1010. Fold Telecare. Always your first call.
At Homebase, we want you to challenge us on price. Our brand new range of kitchens from Kit and Caboodle are at low prices every day, so you don't have to wait for the sales. And if you buy a new kitchen now, you can have it delivered before Christmas. We're confident you won't find better value on kitchens. Book a free kitchen design appointment today. Homebase, always low prices.
Grab lunch at M&S and get free mince pies when you buy two items from our Shelter Festive Collection. And for an even better taste, 5% of sales go to Shelter to help families struggling with housing and homelessness. M&S. Spend it well. One free gift of two mini mince pies per person, subject to availability. Selected stores only. See in store for details.
I got the deal of my life on my dream car at Fusco Vehicle Sales Bangor.
Choice, value, expertise and happy customers every time at Fusco Vehicle Sales Bangor. The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Have your say on 90333105 or tweet at U105 Radio.
And a wee raffle with just two names in it. Well done, Lillian. Getting the Omniplex tickets.
I don't know why I like it. I just do.
Whitney Houston and So Emotional, and you can be a winner again tomorrow morning with Omniplex.
Shout! Brought to you by Omniplex Cinemas. Experience immersive sound, giant screens, and the comfiest seats. Book at Omniplex.